It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
This is Drive to Survivor, week number 11. Have we been surviving? Absolutely not. Coming off another loss between myself, Cam Stewart, and Rob Fazola. Reminder to smash the like while you're here and sub to the Hammer HQ in the Forward Progress NFL Betting Network under the Hammer HQ Betting Network. Head on over to thehammer.bet as well for more extensive coverage. World Cup obviously coming up soon, along with all of your NBA and NFL needs. NHL as well, too. Guys, what team can we put the curse on this week in terms of them not winning? Should we remove Baltimore from the list because they're minus 13? Is that like...
Well, I mean, if any of us are going to bet Carolina plus the points, we might as well pick Baltimore here because that gives Carolina the best shot to actually win this game outright. I cannot believe that we've lost. Like, we have every team on the board and we lost 5 out of 10 weeks.
We were going to go with San Francisco and then we just got so pissed off we took Dallas.
Well, if we rewind the tape, which we're not going to actually rewind the tape, I did go on a rant about how I didn't think Dallas was safe, would have trusted San Francisco. And wanted to absolve myself from last week's loss. So I'm going to do that because I was blamed previously in the year for convincing Cam. And now Pat has to shoulder some of it for last week.
You're right. Me for being a stooge. It was Pat's fault last week, your fault.
Our pick was up by 14 with like 8 minutes left.
Yeah. And my pick was down by the entire game. And then San Fran won the game anyways. That's the NFL this year. Like, honestly... Imagine just betting the opposite money line every week over the course of the year and how well you would have done fading these survivor picks. Like, it's
I already know what I like. I'm taking the team that I wanted to take last week, San Francisco from Mexico. They're going to murder the Cardinals
at the Estadio Azteca.
Yeah, exactly.
There's people. Is there any like chance of a smog warning this year and they might have to move the game again?
Couldn't care less about the smog struggling. We're taking the Niners this week and we're not off. We can't take the Ravens at 13 and every other game is like a 3-point spread. We got, who else are we going to take? I'm not taking the Bengals. That's not happening.
I like the Eagles, but I know that you guys lean cold. I think the Eagles are pretty safe.
I think
to
the
win.
Bills murder the friggin' Browns too. I don't care about the weather patterns. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you guys think?
If you had to go to a game that was less than 5 points, we'll take for the purposes of us doing this. I think that's a good pick, Cam. I like San Francisco as well here to win the game at least. You. So all your money on Arizona should be the play for you this week on Monday night. Would you have to chase all your losses on Sunday? At least you know there's the free square of, what is it, plus 290 on Arizona to beat our survivor pick outright. But if it wasn't that game and it was one of the below a touchdown spreads, which one do you feel the best about in actually winning, Rob?
New England.
Saints,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That could be three Dalton pick sixes. And then when you bring Jameis into the game to replace him, maybe three more pick sixes.
The problem is it doesn't matter what the Saints do. Andy Dalton can throw 5 picks. The Rams quarterback's dead. He's going to die on the field. They have their offensive line. Rob talked about it. It's over. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, the guy might not finish. Like, he might be in a hospital in New Orleans.
I mean, John Wolford just got absolutely taken to the cleaners by Colt McCoy. So I don't know how much. I know Andy Dalton stinks, but it's... I mean,
I'm not going to take Cincinnati. You guys like Pittsburgh, right? That game's dangerous too.
So, yeah, I guess. I think like the most likely scenario is the Bengals win by like a field goal.
I agree with that.
Or something like that. But I just feel like Zach Wilson against Bill Belichick, until this guy can show me something different. Like, you guys remember that game 3 weeks ago. I mean, Zach Wilson threw an interception trying to throw the ball away. He's rattled whenever he plays this. He gets so rattled by the Patriots defense, and the Patriots have passed Dallas. After last week, Dallas didn't get a lot of pressure on Green Bay. Patriots are now number one in the league in pressure rate. They get more pressure than any other team against, you know, no tackles for the Jets. I think the Patriots are going to win. I still think New England's very underrated. I really do.
Yeah, their offense is terrible. That's the one issue here, is that if this gets all that needs to happen here is, yeah, Zach Wilson can create some turnovers. If the Jets defense continues to play as well as it does, let's say it's a game where Wilson throws two turnovers. We expect that to happen against the Patriots. But if Mac Jones kind of does the same thing, I feel like all bets are off here. I think I'm with you. The Patriots are probably the safest of these like below spreads, but you can make a pretty compelling case, I think, for almost any one of these teams this week as the underdog.
I know you guys don't like it. I'm telling you, the Saints are going to beat the Rams, but I don't want to get into this. We don't have to pick a game under five. The pick is San Francisco, and nothing will change my mind.
When you say stuff like that, though, Cam, it now goes entirely on you.
That's what I like. You know what? Because I told you, Marty the conductor of the pain train. I'm getting like beat down every night. If Arizona beats San Francisco, I will come on the show and say, hey, guys, Hammer, it's all on me. I'm the stooge that said, I'm not listening to you, whatever. I should have taken San Francisco last week. It cost us. Then again, losing is kind of fun because we're so like, I don't even know if it's humanly possible to go 50% picking a damn survivor and losing. But we found a way. Like, it's unbelievable. Niners it is
for week 11 on Drive to Survivor. You can always check out more Rob Pizzola on thehammer.bet at Rob Pizzola on Twitter, Cam Stewart at Cam Stewart Live. We'll be back for week 12, the Thanksgiving edition of Drive to Survivor next week on the Hammer HQ. See you then.